Satanic International Network. You're listening to the news.
Upon decaying every foul wicked spirit in the host, the news.
20 minutes, Deborah Leve on the news. Spread out.
On the news, it's gonna fucking rock. Be there.
The whole point.
To really happen to have a serial crime
necessitates a certain fortitude.
Now onto our show.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, it's Orgasmic Karmatic at a new time slot. I'm sorry things are a little bit crazy. I have a very rare treat for you guys. I have Wicked Puppy, and I have Female Satan.
Yay!
So
she won't let me get drunk.
No, I won't let him get drunk because we gotta go finish getting the rest of my daughter's Halloween costume after this, so it's not gonna happen. Maybe afterwards.
It'd be more fun while drunk.
Whatever. Anyways, I want to explain the new time slot. I know the past couple of weeks I've been kind of shifting them around a bit, trying to work them into my schedule and trying to fit with everybody else's schedule involved. I did recently decide that I was going to quit my current job because of just the mental and like shit going on and drama that's going on there. It's just not healthy for me to be in. And I recently acquired another job at Party City, which is awesome, helping little kids find, you know, their little costumes. I spent like 2.5 hours with one family alone trying to figure out costumes for their kids. So that's fun. I'm also going to switch over to another Subway part-time whenever they need me. So what's going to happen is this slot on Friday is going to stay on Friday, but it's going to be scheduled at 10 because it will work better with my work schedule, and that's just how it's going to have to be for the next few weeks until I get everything.
Okay, they're going to fire you.
I see you kissing my ass.
Look, you made the awful mistake of giving me the password, so I get the keys, and I will boot your ass.
Well, you know, I wouldn't have done that except for the fact that I needed someone to schedule the show, and I actually have it opened on my laptop, because before I left to go pick up my paycheck today, I went to schedule views, and for some reason I completely fucking forgot. So, you know, whatever, that happens, but yeah. So that's the whole current situation with why the time slot's so funky. We'll keep this at 10 o'clock so that everybody doesn't go, okay, well, I wonder when they're going to do the news today.
Yeah.
especially with the mishap that we had last week. When you called in Female Satan, I was very, very confused. I was like, we're about to end the show. So
yeah, no, I misjudged it. I thought that it was when I called in. I was calling in for the show. I called in an hour too late.
Yeah, I figured as much. I survived. I managed to survive it. it was pretty much a clusterfuck of a show. And traffic called in, and he saved the day at like 20 minutes till the end. Otherwise, that entire show is me rambling about whatever came to my mind. Which was entertaining for me, but didn't necessarily, like, stay within the lines at all. But that's not really so much of a surprise there. I have a hard time.
Now, is Entropic, is Lehi taking over? Is he doing the Saturday show now permanently, or?
I did happen to talk to Lehi a couple nights ago, and he said that he was discussing with Zeno becoming Saturday's new co-host and getting the keys and stuff for that. So I'm going to give it a thumbs up and say that Lehi is the new, at least, co-host for Saturday Night, which is really great. Like, I love Lehi, so I think he'll do fine once he gets his grounding and stuff. Because I know he was talking in chat earlier about being nervous about having to speak for a full hour, and it is nerve-wracking. Like, I can't bounce off of a wall. I can't do that like Jason can. I have to have somebody else to bounce off of. Otherwise, it just comes out as one big word vomit pile that everyone tries to follow, but they just can't.
Like every episode? Oh, sorry.
You know what? You can just go suck a dick, all right? Let's just say that.
Now, it is tougher than one would think. I mean, you'd think that it would be an easy thing to do, but it's actually quite difficult to do these every week and try to, you know, keep things going and keep it on topic, have enough stuff to say for an hour. It's a little bit more difficult than it appears.
Right. And, you know, I never go into a show thinking that I'm going to get 15 minutes into it and be completely dead for, like, the rest of the time. Like, I had, like, our first show, when we had, like, certain dead zones where there was no one talking because we just didn't know how to get it going, I had shit like that happen last Friday. Like, I think there's a 5-minute dead zone where I have no co-host, my phone is, like, bleeping in and out, and, like, I'm just not saying anything. And I've got Sammy and Lehi in the chat room going, talk! Talk about whatever comes to mind. It doesn't even matter.
So bad,
it doesn't have to be about
the... I feel so bad, but, oh, man, yeah. It's a nerve-wracking thing, actually, and, yeah. There's dead spots or people will talk over each other or you'll go completely off topic and not know how it happened. But, you know, it does work overall.
Yeah. And, I mean, I didn't earn the show or anything like a chicken shit. So, though it did cross my mind, I'm like, fuck. But it's you know, and you rarely ever miss a show. So I'm pretty... Like, my brain was going, okay, the last time she missed the show, she had, an emergency, so I hope things are okay. Maybe, you know, so it's all about communication, and that just went.
I misread it. Yeah, Central is an hour. If it's 8 at your time, it's 7 at my time, and I totally misjudged it and thought that it was at 8 my time.
See, that's the best bitch about working with different time zones is the conversion there. See, I don't really have much of that problem because Beast is in Florida, obviously. So he's in the Eastern time zone, and everything is set to Eastern Standard Time. And so it's kind of like for people who are behind me, it's kind of okay, minus 2, minus 3, minus 1. So I remember when we went to Chicago, it was about a bitch. And I was, like, trying to read our train ticket, and it was telling us we would get there at 3, but we got there at 2, and I was super confused about it. And our bus...
The bus ticket with, like, the 30 attachments to it. They had to give to the driver every time he stopped. I've never seen that before. That was so fucking trippy.
Yeah, and you remember how we thought the bus left an hour early, but it really didn't. It was just an hour before Michigan time. And we almost missed that bus because here we're thinking it's leaving at, like, midnight or whatever, and it leaves at 11 in Chicago, but it really is leaving at midnight in Michigan. And
was,
so
was that the bus we stayed in the bus station for?
Yeah. I fell asleep. I'm surprised I fell asleep. That was a nasty-ass bus station. Gross.
Some motherfucker got mugged out front.
Yeah. If you
ever... He's wearing a cast. How can you go to fight back?
If you ever have any issues with, like, public restrooms in, like, a Walmart, fucking go to the Greyhound station in downtown fucking Chicago. And that is just... I went in... I had to go pee so bad. I went in and I walked my happy white ass back out and I said, where's this fucking hotel? I have to pee.
Yeah.
It was not okay.
Like this.
Yeah, no,
like
no. Bust up the nasty.
Yeah, it's gross. It was gross. And people will talk to you, and you don't want them to. But we did have a nice cab driver come up to us, and he was like, well, where are you going? And we told him the name of our hotel. He goes, dude, don't give any of these cab drivers your money. Your hotel is right up the street. Just keep walking.
Dude, I made friends with the Mexicans outside the bus station, and they offered me beer. It was kind of neat.
Thank God. Or the big sweaty dude that leaned over you and asked if you smoked.
Dude, he kept trying to sell me pot. So you smoke? Maybe. Dude, I was sitting on the sidewalk, and this big
are you a cop
sweaty
or
black
sweaty?
Dude.
You have to tell me.
Like, huge motherfucker. I'm just sitting there all of a sudden, hey, and I look up, and this guy is standing behind me just leaning over. He's a real fat black guy sweating his ass off. Hey, do you want to buy some weed? No. No, thank you. Come on, we were on the corner. I'm like, I'm not going around the corner with you, man. I will keep my wallet. Thank you.
Yeah, and see, you know, Chicago is one of those towns that you can't even keep track of where you are by a landmark. Because I'll shit you not, there is a Walgreens on every fucking corner, and it's parked right next to a goddamn Dunkin' Donuts on every single
corner. Or
a Panda
Express.
Or a Panda Express or a Starbucks. That city has got to have, like, 5 billion fucking things of the same damn place. The same thing. You go to a McDonald's on one street. Yeah. You go to a McDonald's on one street, and their prices on the street over will be completely fucking different. It's in the same district. In the same fucking district. It is completely different. You think you're going to pay $3 for a Big Mac in one place and $3 for it? No, you're not.
No, they wanted $3 for the double cheeseburger on the value meal. I'm just, like, not paying $3 for a piece of cheeseburger.
They didn't have a value by deal. That's how bad
it was.
It was
just more expensive. That's why we fucking left.
Yeah.
Okay, I have messages. Okay. Daryl says cheese stars.
Rotten
says get a fucking topic and quit. Going on.
Rotten,
where
kiss my fucking ass. And Daryl, what the fuck's up, dude?
Don't let him call. I'm not going to put him on air because he will rant like a Nazi dictator.
Cheese stars, dude. Cheese stars. I get the deciphered message there, okay? That was not for you. That was for me, so you can shut up. All right, let's go to topic. So Rotten stops bitching like a whiny little bitch. All right.
The topic is I've occupied the Ooze chat room, and I am in control of who says what, because I will boot your fucking ass.
You boot me, so help me God. I will put my size 7 so far off your ass, you will be tasting rubber next week.
See, like Robin says he's calling in, but I'm not going to let him on, so.
Let Robin on. Let him do it.
You can't
tell people they can't come on. You can't do that. Let him on.
No, dude, I'm racist. Fuck white people. That collar-looking motherfucker.
Fuck
you don't need to come on here
fucking
rant either. It is my show
let
now.
Let him on. I'm tired of hearing you talk already.
I'm tired of hearing you talk every Friday.
Fuck you. So you created the topic, pup. So why don't you introduce the topic to the chat?
That's an open discussion because I'm in fucking control. So I'm just waiting for something interesting to pop up. Oh, tomorrow is Occupy Grand Rapids, the city we are in.
No,
in support of
no,
the
it is not. No, it is not.
The General Assembly for Occupy Grand Rapids.
It's the General Assembly, but it is not Occupy Grand Rapids.
They're marching from the West Side Market to Calder. I don't know why they chose that one, but that's where they're starting at.
Right. I actually have a really funny story that goes along with Occupy Grand Rapids.
Dude, this
Thursday,
city is fucking awesome.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm helping your story. I'm adding
you're
flavor
not helping
by cursing.
Shit. You are not helping shit. Shut the hell up. Anyways, I'm at work on Thursday after, you know, all the drama bullshit. We're not getting into that. And all of a sudden the fire alarm goes off. Now, we pray for fire alarms at our school because we don't want to fucking be there. So we leave. Go outside smoking a cigarette, the fire alarm goes off, we come back in, and all over the tables are flyers for Occupy Grand Rapids. come to find out, someone actually pulled the fire drill so that they could drop these flyers anonymously. And I stood in the middle of Winchester Alley and jumped up and down. Just up and down. People are looking at me like, what the fuck is up with this bitch? I'm just like, yes, 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 yes. Like,
people are out there. They're aware of it. That whole little...
So what is Occupy? What is it exactly?
Are you aware of Occupy Wall Street?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm not sure how long they've been there. It's been well over a week at this point.
They've been there for almost a month.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they've been there a while. Well, the plan was, the concept is this, that there's a system in control at the moment, run by elected officials whose job was to, speak for the people in their absence, because not everybody can go up to the fucking White House and go barter on their behalf. So what people are starting to realize more and more is that these elected officials are not representing the people that voted them in. And people are sick of it. So the 99% that does not see anything from the corporate control and lobbyism of Senate, the presidency, their administration, are starting to gather and mobilize. It started with Anonymous wanted to do an unorganized protest in Wall Street, and the plan was to occupy Wall Street for 2 months with 20,000 people. But they didn't get 20,000 people on the first day, obviously. They got like 2,000. But they've been there, and they've been getting more and more people, including Lupe Fiasco and Russell Simmons, as well as support from Jon Stewart, Stephen Colbert, Bill Maher, Michael Moore. This thing started out, it was completely blacklisted and blacked out by the media. They ignored it. There were parties holding to laugh at the hippies. Now the labor unions are stepping up. There was a school walkout today, school and faculty walkout. The students and the faculty fucking walked out and called it a quits for the day and joined them on Wall Street. They've been camping there for almost a month. There's videos. It's fucking amazing to me. There's videos hitting the internet every day of some cop walking up to somebody, macing them, then fucking throwing them on the ground and arresting them. There is a story released now about a woman who was on her way home from work. And on her way home from work, she just got a little too close to, everybody's camped out, and got maced and thrown to the ground. So what's happening
now?
Don't
forget about the cop that gave that guy a concussion.
Oh, it was a chick who gave a concussion.
It was a chick?
Yeah, they've been attacking the female protesters because they can't fight back as hard. Remember that video? There's a video out now of the police chief walking up to a boxed-in group of protesters, four women, and spraying them all in the face with mace until they're on the ground crying. And he just walks away. It's really quite fucked up. And the more and more this stuff hits the internet, the more and more people see it. So what was happening at this moment is Occupy the World. There are now occupations going on all over in support of what they're doing on Wall Street because people can't always drive down to fucking New York.
Yeah.
So there's one in almost every state at the moment. There's ours in this city starts tomorrow. Well, it doesn't start tomorrow, but the meeting is tomorrow. The first march is tomorrow. They're in Greece, Italy, Argentina, South America, fucking all over the place.
I actually posted a map of all of the cities and countries that are actually planning or actually occupying or having that operation going on, and they are everywhere. There is literally one in every state, if not more. In Michigan, you've got, of course, Slate Publicity, you have Occupy Grand Rapids.
You have Occupy Lansing, Occupy Muskegon, Occupy Kalamazoo.
Occupy Detroit.
Every populated state or city in this state is getting its own group, which is amazing.
And the easiest way for anyone who wants to participate, even if you want to do it anonymously, you don't have to join any of these groups to see the group.
Yeah, be careful of Facebook
groups. Go on to your... go onto your Facebook if you have one, and in the search bar type Occupy Your City or Occupy Your State, and it should pop up with a list of groups. And you know what? If it's not there, I encourage anybody to go out there and start your own. If you feel comfortable.
Yeah, well, I certainly agree. But, yeah, you do want to keep it as anonymously as possible because depending on how
You have to start a different, completely different Facebook, if that's what makes you comfortable, you know.
Create a different Facebook. Use HTTPS when you log into Facebook and use a Tor program to cover up your IP address. They are watching, and they're making fake groups. What I mean, there is an entire division of the government dedicated to cybercrime. And they've been getting more and more funding since Anonymous started getting more and more, swinging room. And then
exactly.
Completely destroy it.
Well, did
but
you hear
watching...
that Anonymous has actually declared that, I believe, sometime this month, they are going to erase the New York Stock Exchange from the internet? That is what they're going to attempt to do.
Logistically impossible.
Well,
yeah, I don't think they can pull it off, but I do think that they're definitely they're doing something. People are fighting back, and they're definitely spreading what they're doing. So yeah, it's definitely interesting stuff going on. But yeah, no. Definitely be as safe as possible because I do get the feeling that they're watching very closely what's going on.
Oh, they are.
I have no doubt about that. Anonymous is now ranked as a terrorist watch group. It's just, you know, you don't get anywhere unless you're a terrorist watch group. But the fact that it is completely leaderless, it works in this almost terrorist organization way. It's random individuals just get the idea to hold these events, and they do it under the flag of Anonymous. And these people start their own groups. And those people start their own groups, and it's been spreading. And what started as a 4chan meme is now a fucking force that it needs to be recognized. It is no longer just random nerds on the internet hacking down servers. It's no longer leaking police information, which they've been doing for the cops who have been abusing people. It's quite brilliant. It's the real Anonymous, the ones online, are doxing these people. They're getting their phone numbers, their emails, their passwords, their addresses, and posting it. So anybody can do anything to them. I don't know about the stock exchange attack. I've heard rumors about it, but I don't think that's going... It's not logistically impossible. You cannot shut down the stock exchange that way. But this week
has been pretty hard for the stock
exchange.
Yeah, you got to fly a plane into a building for that, huh?
No, because you need to take down China's stock exchange... You need to take down every country stock exchange to shut down even the New York Stock Exchange, because as long as the computer is running with information on it, it will be back up in minutes.
But something's probably being planned, and it's an interesting thing to watch that spread and grow, because I see similarities between what the ONA puts out there in a way. So I find it interesting how quickly the Anonymous thing is catching on in comparison.
Well, it's interesting to me because something that started out as Anonymous, all right, everyone spoke themselves with Anonymous. We have gotten to the point where individuals are not afraid to not be Anonymous. They want their voices to be heard. Now,
there's a problem with
that. Grand Rapids ran into an issue because this weekend we're still the host of Art Prize, the giant art contest, even though they announced the winner a couple of days ago. And they actually lease out every single public venue that there is. So
Occupy Grand Rapids wants to act peacefully and lawfully.
Right.
So they don't really have the balls to march down on and occupy,
but
a populated area without permission from the system that exists there. But our cops are
like
chill.
But like I told you, Pop, I don't think Grand Rapids, our city, is pretty laid back. Our cops are not that bad.
It is. It's the fucking weed. It's got
to
be.
They really are. Now, if we were to do it in Walker, that would probably be more of a concern, because Walker Police are assholes.
They've held protests here, and the cops, they just ignore it. Like, it's not like anybody's going to go, we got one road, it's like five lanes across, and it's busier than shit. It's not like anybody's
planning
on... You're
telling me the Walker Police wouldn't stop something like that?
They didn't last time. Yeah, some motherfuckers were protesting Walmart. Like, yeah, you're gonna do a lot of damage. So, yeah, fuck Walmart, assholes.
Pop, you know that J.P. Morgan Chase company?
Yes.
They gave the NYPD about a week or so before the Occupy Wall Street $4.6 million.
Like, yeah, almost $5 million to the police department. Accordingly, and started fucking with people.
So, and see, in the very day that Occupy Wall Street occurred, the police were on the offensive. How many?
Yep.
Okay. What are the actual numbers on the arrests from the Brooklyn Bridge? Over 400, wasn't it?
It was over 700.
I thought it was over only 4. Fuck.
No, dude, last report I got was 700 arrests total.
But see, and also, trying to bring down actually Wall Street ain't feasible. It's a global industry.
Well, that's the catch, dude. It is feasible. You just need enough people to fucking do it. And that's what these occupations that are spreading all over the fucking place
but
are about.
But, dude, there's so many different trades going on than just stocks in a company.
And you can damage just one. And damage just one enough. Just one,
but
man. You only need to fuck up one economy.
The smallest one to actually take down would be the currency exchange.
Well, I mean,
no,
I think
that won't work because our government has been... I'm sorry.
Oh, you're okay. I think that this reflects that the American people have, and the people all over the world have something to say against their government. And I think that's scarier in and of itself than anything else, is that when the people start realizing that they can fight back, that's when the government gets in trouble. You know, because
and that's what's happening.
Well, also, you got to remember, like, for example, Occupy Grand Rapids, or Occupy Lansing, which is occurring on April. Where did I get April from? October 15th.
I have no fucking clue.
You're a stupid blonde.
Yep.
Shut the fuck up.
Let's see.
We are sister city in, I think it's Uganda or something.
Uganda?
They actually have a protest set up to start in unison with Occupy Lansing. This is not just in America. We've seen it in Canada. We've seen riots in London. We've seen
well,
it all
in
around the country.
Really
in,
the same
that
thing.
Was all hockey related.
I mean, Canada always riots.
No. This is a completely different riot. This had nothing
oh,
to do with that
Canada,
stupid hockey.
Bullshit. Everything has to do with hockey.
I'm just saying, we're seeing, you say that, you know, you'd have to have, it's a global market, and that's understandable.
Well,
but what you need to pay attention to.
Now occupy the world.
Let me finish my goddamn sentence.
I've already said this.
But the fact of the matter is it's a global thing. It's not just in the United States.
No shit, Sherlock.
But so are the G20 protests, and that thing still operates. The issue is not stopped from operating, but to damage it so much that it's crippled, no matter where it goes or what it does. And that's
exactly
happening. The
fucking
American people,
like,
I'm... Go ahead.
Things too, like one of the things that always I find interesting when riots actually start occurring is that I feel like the government always loses face and really fucks up at a time when they need to appear to be more, I don't know how to explain it, conducive to the people's warrants, or like they want to listen to them. They tend to just like put the choke chain on people, and you get cases like these people being maced and stuff, which then just turns around and sort of inflames the crowd that's already mad. You know, it just, these things tend to show that.
That's amazing as well.
But no.
I didn't want to interrupt you, but I just wanted to comment on this real quick. The fucking balls on these people to not attack the police is outstanding. I know FS, you're all for violence and shit, and Rodden, I can only imagine you with a Molotov. Fucking
Molotov, shit, dude. I'd be walking around with a homemade flamethrower. You shitting me?
But this is an issue that is the reality of the situation. You will garner no support through direct violence. None at all.
But Puffman, here's the beauty of it, though, dude. Okay. For 2 weeks, nothing was on the media about Occupy Wall Street, not a goddamn thing, any major paper, any major news thing, okay? Now we have it on there.
No, they fucking ignored it.
No. It's on there on some of them now. It was in the paper here locally, okay? But here's the catcher, though, okay? None of them are mentioning police brutality. Do you want to know why? Because the minute that protesters act out, the cops are going to act all surprised, like, what the hell's going on? We know what's going to happen. And, of course, government's going to spin it to be the protesters in the wrong. And they
check this out. The complaints were filed against the New York Police Department with the videos that were released to the Internet, and the New York Police Department has released a public statement saying the police officers' actions were justified in all of the cases. There's clips of people on the side of this fucking street. They're standing on the sidewalk, and these cops are walking up, grabbing them, throwing them to the ground, and fucking arresting them right then and there. And taking them
away. Man.
There was like 70 people got arrested the other day. They weren't fucking doing anything. They were just standing there. It's not like they were even in the goddamn road or even at the fucking General Assemblies. They were just people on the fucking sideline.
In New York City, dude, they took
this
one dude
down. And this is what needs to be
shown. Occupy Wall Street, they maced him. Five cops took him down and started beating his ass with billy clubs. He lost a tooth and a massive concussion. They've knocked the
person. Are you talking about the guy who wound up in critical?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, dude. No. They've stepped back. They have. Police officers in the New York Police Department have joined the occupation. Marines
only 100 of them
have joined the occupation.
Letting people know that
we're going to come down there and stand between the protesters and the police.
Within the first
and
week,
offer
man,
a challenge
100
to the
cops.
Police. The first weekend?
Within the first.
Holy shit,
no,
dude.
No.
With the rollout watchtowers?
Dude, man, within the first week, the cops had, the Cutter cops had called in and said, we're not coming to work. So they didn't want anything to do with it. That was in the first week. Now we have teachers' unions, business unions, industrial
unions,
all joining.
Transit workers' unions.
Exactly.
Not even just the unions, regular people. I don't give a fuck about most of the unions. I think most of the unions are part of the problem. But
yeah, I agree.
Some of them have been getting screwed. There are some people out there who do some fucked up jobs. That you not get the respect that you do got that goddamn reserve for those fucked up jobs. And some of them are down there. There are some people who have been told since they were young that what you need to do is go to school, go to college, graduate, get a job, and you pay off all your loans, you live happily and comfortably. And they're down there because they've graduated, they got their degree, they did everything they were supposed to, and are fucked.
Yep.
They're the ones
do myself,
down there
man.
Who have been buying into the pension plans and the 401ks. That their companies that they've dedicated their time to, their time and their energy, just to get something in return. These companies have fucking invested it, and knowingly invested it in bad mortgages, bad assets, bad investments, to sell those investments for a profit on themselves at the cost of the company and the people working for them. Those people are down there.
And every goddamn year, dude.
Fucking hippies. No, not even.
And
there's been no riots yet, so we know that.
Here's the thing, though. Sean, though, here's the thing, though, okay? In every single year, they lower the amount of pension you can get at a particular age. They keep lowering it by, what, $5,000, $10,000 a year almost now?
I have no idea, dude. I've never paid into a pension plan.
Yeah, you actually do.
Well,
I'm not counting Social Security.
Dude, it's still the same damn thing. Social Security is pretty much the same damn thing.
It gets used differently, and it's not as fucked over. Well, no, it's fucked over.
Actually, Social Security
is
more than pension, dude. Social Security has to be what? I think it's 68 now to collect.
Yeah.
And they've just basically not only raised the age, but lowered the amount that you get at each age, basically.
Oh well, yeah, fuck yeah, why not?
Yeah. Because they're saying that's broke because people like me and you and Lexi aren't paying into it. Yeah, bullshit.
I have a paycheck that proves differently.
We know why it's broke. The government has admitted they use it for defense funds. It's fucking admitted that we use the Social Security for defense funds. It's not even a lie. It's not even something to try to hide. You go, yeah, we need more money, so we we tapped Social Security for a little bit, yeah? What are you going to do about it? We're in war. Fuck you. No, fuck you. Get us out of the goddamn desert. Get us back here. Fix the domestic problems. Look down on the street outside the fucking corporate window and see those people down there with the goddamn signs and listen to them, because they're no longer fucking hippies. They're no longer the ne'er-do-wells and the fucking people like me just hanging out trying to cause anarchy. No. These are the people you've been fucking over and have been fucking over most of their lives.
And there's average Americans, man. They aren't even special. They don't even belong to, like, a group or a clique-type system. They're average Americans from every walk of life.
This is the 99%, and it's fucking spreading. Everybody feels like they've been fucked over and lied to, and, like, somebody on, it was Snored on Sin said, well, this is what, I don't know what the lefties are complaining about. They got the change they wanted. I go, no, the only change we got was super fucking official. Nothing got accomplished. Shit, we tried to close down Gitmo. In our nation, would it take these people? We hold serial killers. We hold murderers. We hold people who have killed hundreds. We can't take a couple would-be suicide bombers. Fuck that.
Mm-hmm.
All the plans have been tried to put in ash and have been shot down, and the president has been butt-fucked by the Republicans the entire presidency. There's been
Dude,
no
but
change.
Obama hasn't
been
tried to do a goddamn thing. Dude, the change was
the
a goddamn
go
pipe dream.
Pay attention to
a
what's
pipe
happening.
Dream.
Go
His
pay attention
thing.
To everything that's proposed has been ignored. Remember when the Republican Party turned their backs on the 9/11 First Responders Bill? These are the people who fucking have been running their campaigns for the good of the American people, for the defense of our people, for the security of our fucking people. And a bill comes up, and it's to pay for the health and the medical bills of the first responders in 9/11. The people who have been using 9/11 as an excuse to hold their seat since 2001 turn their backs on it.
Of course they do, because there's no money in people dying anymore. There's no money in it.
There's no justification for it. The entire plan was to block everything that Obama did. And it worked until he gave in. And they said, we want our fucking Bush tax credits, the same thing that helped keep us where we're at and keep fucking over everybody else who's paying taxes, who's
but
buying
course,
into
Obama,
it.
But, of course, Obama didn't help matters with all his little giving every American a goddamn check. That put out the country more in debt than it was before. I'll admit, Bush was no saint.
The stimulus bill to him. The Bush stimulus bill, the housing fucking thing that he ran, was a complete disaster. Bush removed regulations on banks that had been installed since after the Great Depression. Those laws were put there for a fucking reason. And I'm not one for laws, but people need to be fucking checked every now and then. Or they're going to do something goddamn stupid. And you know what? As soon as those fucking laws were gone, and Bush started fucking funneling funds, it started. Goddamn bad mortgages, bad investments. Just overall failure of the system that was built to support us. I forgot what I was ranting about. You started me.
Well, you know, they say that you don't see the after effects of a presidency until 8 to 10 years after the first actions have been put into it. Well, guess what, motherfuckers? It's been 8 to 10 years, and look where we're at. So all you motherfuckers out there that want to sit there and yell at people about Bush and shit, I'll let you
That's
know a little secret. It's bullshit. I can't back anybody who backs Bush. I just can't.
I was expecting more balls from Obama than what I've seen. That's what I was
Obama
expecting.
Obama is, okay, I'm going to be a little racist here. I am. Obama is nothing more than house nigger and always has been. Okay? That's all
I
have trouble finding
yes the
matter
is, corporate
I don't even
yes
think
man.
That Obama
think
is most of the problem. I think most of the problem is the House
is the
and
the Senate.
Obama's, are so
Obama's a goddamn
look,
mouthpiece.
The House and the Senate are so fucking split that neither one of them want to budge. All right? You got
to
look at how much power the president
the
actually fucking has.
The Obama doesn't control
the
economy.
The
president
doesn't
control
power.
The president doesn't control shit. All he decides is whether or not we go to war or not. That's all he controls. He doesn't control
even
shit beyond that.
Control that.
No,
he's
no, he doesn't
get permission
just control
to go
that.
To war.
He gets
needs to be a permission to go to war, and if he goes behind, he's got to pull strings somehow.
Lexi.
What?
Okay, calm down. Ronan, our invasion of Iraq was an executive order issued by the president.
Yeah,
that was an illegal move. It was completely legal. It was a declaration of war. We were expecting the same kind of balls from Obama. That's
but
what
look
I was
at
expecting.
What he
I was
had to fucking
kind of
do
I'm fucking
to declare
do
war.
And this didn't happen. That didn't happen.
Here's the funny thing, though.
What happened is a continuation. What?
Well, probably. Okay, what was Obama's biggest thing when he was trying to get elected? He was going to stop the war in Iraq and Afghanistan. Look, here we are. How many years later? Coming up on 8? We're still
the
over there.
I only remember the stop the war
still,
in Iraq.
No,
we weren't even in Afghanistan at that point.
Okay, you were right. We were not.
Look,
okay, fine. We were not.
How long
okay.
that's
we've
where we
been
needed
over
to be.
There, it would be detrimental to just yank all of the troops
right.
out of there. I can agree
right.
with that.
I got a fun one. Right in.
What's that?
A week before Saddam Hussein, a week before 9/11, Saddam Hussein declared that he was going to stop accepting dollars and only accept euros for Iraqi
yep.
oil.
Yep.
Okay, no. Days before the Libya revolts, Gaddafi had released a statement to all Muslim and African countries
yep.
to only accept
I know this one.
Gold.
Yep.
Now, it's not about the president. The president can control this. This is about the system in general. This is what the system fucking panders to. This is what NATO feeds into. These are the reasons why we've been at war. And I'm fully, part of me wants to believe that the president is a puppet for this shit. But I just don't buy it. I think he's
but
just
you know,
trying
here
to do
comes,
the best
here comes...
he can. But I don't think he fully understands the situations that he got himself into. I mean, you got the fucking economy. You got protesters popping everywhere. You got failing relations with the UN and Europe. You got to try to patch all that up. Now you've got a million fucking troops over in the desert, and they're in the wrong fucking country.
But Pup, man, all that is just a smokescreen. Even the war in Iraq and Afghanistan and, with Gaddafi and Libya.
Smokescreen for what?
But see, here's a smokescreen, though, man, okay? Because you're saying that a lot of it was probably due to monetary reasons. But see, here's the thing, though, man. The U.S., since Bush was in presidency, has been pushing for one world currency. He's been pushing for one world currency. But he's still pushing for it. And it's actually gaining ground.
It will never gain ground.
It will
do. I'm telling you. I don't know how to explain this. I've actually talked with some representatives of other countries. And I actually asked them about that concept because it intrigued me at one point. Like, how would the world handle a single trade currency for multinational trade? You know, it'd be easier. It'd be simpler. It'd make more sense. Aid resources, well, we don't need to convert this money into this money. We just use it to common trade. And it just logistically won't work. Everybody's money, every country has a value. And that value cannot be measured in a single currency. It's too great. You would need to unite. You need to create 1984, essentially, which will never happen either. The EU is falling apart right now. Like, every day, there's a country in the EU who's like, fuck you guys. I'm going to keep my currency. You can take the euro and suck it. We've actually worked, previous administrations have tried setting trade regulations with Canada and Mexico to use a single currency. In fact, the furthest we got was trade relations with Mexico. And that's entirely fucked up. I mean, we got the drug cartels coming in every fucking day. We're giving them weapons. It doesn't work. And Canada just said fucking no. I was like, why? Why? We don't need your money. Fuck you, you consumerist pigs. Your socialist Medicaid. Damn Canada.
Blame Canada. I found a Canadian dime. Every time I see Canadian money, I think of Van Dredd. And think about sending the shit back to him. But then it would cost too much to do that.
So what were we talking about?
I completely lost track. I'm a little
You just totally
drunk.
Blew everything out of the water here, so...
Oh, shut up, Lexi.
You shut the fuck up, dude.
You shut up, Lexi.
I want to bring up something. Because I know we have some fans of Direct Conflict listening. I know we have at least one here somewhere. But I want to bring up, like, the power of this fucking protest as a non-violent protest. You don't change people's minds by blowing up a fucking building. You change the minds of people who would already blow up a fucking building. And they're not doing shit anyway other than planning out to blow up a building. Once their job's done, they're fucking done. But the power behind the occupations has been the resilience, their failure to back down, the failure to stop, the failure to stop spreading. This is a fucking virus at this point. And at first, it was contained, and they knew how to keep it caged. And people started paying attention. Thank you, goddamn internet. You know, the fucking everywhere, the video. Now, almost every person on my fucking Facebook page is posting new information about occupation somewhere. This was unheard of back when me and Lexi did Operation Onslaught. There wasn't a goddamn thing. We had nothing but trolls.
That was fun as well.
There's change in the air. We'll see how long people can endure.
It'll get violent before
it gets
killed the out.
What?
I'm sorry, but a lot of the greatest revolutions in history have had to get violent at one point or another, and it's still this one. This one will not stay peaceful forever. It won't matter which side actually pulls the first punch, it's going to get violent, very bloody. Which I'm not completely against.
The side's already pulled the first punch. And that's
what I'm saying. But
those are already occurring. The police are already fighting the people in a way that's very contrary to what they're doing.
No, I mean blood will be spilled, people will die.
I know, but the
massive
thing
weapons.
Is that violence is an
I wouldn't expect that just yet, Rodden.
What's that?
I wouldn't expect that just yet. The resilience.
I give it another 6 months.
No, this is no longer a movement. This is no longer. Well, it was never a movement. That's part of the beauty of it. It's not a movement. It's not. People are pissed and sick of being ignored. That's what this is about. We don't own our money. Our money is printed privately. Our jobs have no security. No matter what contract we have, our fucking loans are being jacked up to the point where they know we can't pay them, including student loans, mortgages, investments. And these things are being packaged as good ideas. Being sold continuously. In fact, the people.
Yeah,
not to
mention the level of inflation that's occurring, even in basic living expenses like food. I mean, food is through the roof; it just keeps going up. And these things are—it's hitting a turning point. It definitely is, and it looks like, you know, like I said, the government's already acting out violently, and they will. And it's one of the things that they do really wrong that tends to make these things worse for themselves. I'm afraid this is actually going to be pretty much the end of the United States of America, in particular, as we know it. Because, you know, I can...
Not going to happen.
You know. Yeah, but I can see states seceding over everything
that's
going on.
Texas has been trying that for decades.
So has California.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
yeah.
California, the
I think
last
New Jersey
years.
Was the last one to try, which was kind of fucking hilarious, because fuck New Jersey, we should just nuke that area anyway.
Dude, we should nuke the Middle East, too, but hey.
There's underground rumblings in Tennessee due to the...
Oh, jeez, what are the hill folk going to do?
Well,
Joking.
Well, no, in... Most people here are fairly conservative politically in this current administration, and you know, even the legislation of Bush and stuff has been very diametrically opposed to what if you ask the average and that they want to have happen. It's about the complete opposite, you know. So yeah, it's not really being talked about publicly, but yeah, there's rumblings of, you know, we should just secede. And if enough states do that, we'll have another civil war pretty easily, actually.
I don't believe that. From what I've seen, it's not going to happen.
I look forward to
that. That is a purely extremist point of view and does not represent what is actually happening.
Something has to give. It's the laws of physics,
I know,
man.
But
eventually,
it's not
something
going
has to break down
the
and give.
Fucking sulfur and brimstone that everybody's expecting. That's how this one's going to work. I don't see blood being spilled anytime soon, other than maybe protester blood. But see, there's the issue. It's kind of sickening because it's the cause of the martyr.
Well,
that's how revolution got started, man. How do you think the Revolutionary War started, man? Some chump ended up getting killed by England during a protest, during a rally, and we had Revolutionary War. Same thing happened this time around,
exactly.
Man. Cops are going to go a little bit, go a little more tweaked in their head. They're going to kill a couple of protesters. That's going to cause protests.
Ain't going
to
happen.
Against the cops. Yes, it will.
And states do.
I'm telling you, that's not going to happen.
They have the right to secede from the nation. Legally.
You do not.
It's
you will not. You will not succeed in seceding.
Well, no. That's the whole thing, though, is that the lack of success is almost inherent for people to really revolt, is that if a group of people actually said no and tried to go about it legally and failed, it's going to piss a lot of people off because these are inherent
options we're
supposed to have.
What I'm saying is that it's been tried. You would need about 1 billion people in unison acting as their own nation to secede from the states. That's just not going to happen.
No, that's what I'm saying, though, is that it will happen. It's just it's a time period thing, which is that the more people that get pissed, and when people attempt and fail, eventually more people, when somebody sees somebody felt like that, there's a bunch of people that go, well, that's not okay, and then they meet up and start protesting, too.
This needs to remain nonviolent.
Well, I think that's to a point, especially nonviolence
is
working.
It's necessary.
Well,
exactly.
I mean, the nonviolence right now is
it only stops
anonymous.
Working when the country is fucking split, literally, and to the point where they're up in arms. And that's not going to happen.
Yeah,
in America.
But that is happening. It's just not being
that's
talked
not what's
about.
Happening.
It's happening.
The militias are fucking worthless. If any of the militias,
some are,
they'll get put
some
down before they're even fucking do anything. With that one militia up here who was completely highly military organized, was planning an assault on a cop's funeral. Either the idea was to kill as many cops as possible, and since a lot of them will be there, they'll just fucking wipe everybody out with automatic weapons. Before that even happened, the fucking FBI and CIA were on top of them.
Oh, yeah, well, that's the thing, is that, but it's a direct reflection of just how large the government is. Every time these little movements are pressed, at the level they're pressed, I mean, hell, to use a conspiracy.
Well, that's why you need something larger.
Look at the London riots and the way their government reacted. It was in such an extreme manner.
The government reacted.
Now, why are they protesting? Look at what you're doing to them afterwards. That's why they protested in the first place. And it's a similar thing.
That's not why they protested in the first place.
Some black drug dealer got shot. People got pissed, and then the whole reason for it got spinned around.
Well,
more people joined.
The original protest is because some kid got shot when he wasn't even holding a weapon. And what was happening in London for the past couple of years is every month somebody dies while in custody. So it's only a matter of systems and fucking, well, I'm trying to think of the word. But it's only a matter of numbers before it comes up when somebody innocent gets shot. Was the dude who got shot that time innocent? I don't fucking care. That's not what happened. What happened is he got shot up. Well, he did not have a weapon up. And he got killed. So people took to the street. Now, some anarchists took advantage of this, and that shit fucking spread. And that was an entirely different issue than what the protest even started about. And it was a social issue that cannot be addressed by any means. So.
Well, yeah, but I'm. But those issues are everywhere, and that's the thing, is that the government always reflects tyranny when the people protest in any way, shape, or form. That tyranny
becomes
apparent, you know, and that
and that's what's gaining power.
People more angry, you know, and they're not
angry enough to violence.
Well, that's the thing, is that it will eventually become violent. It's a given that it will. I mean, you know,
I don't think so.
Right,
this is America. This is not the UK. We would shoot down people immediately. And the protesters know this. They know as soon as they step out on the street, their rights as a citizen are fucking gone. They're going to get maced, they're going to get beat, they're going to get shot.
Well, exactly. And that reflects the tyranny.
What's the best way to fight that?
But it is ultimately...
You don't fight that with fire.
Martyr. Yeah. Well, it is ultimately the cause of a martyr, you know? Like, I mean, if you look at the Civil Rights Movement, for example, Martin Luther King Jr. died, and then people listened, you know? It is that kind of place that we're at right now, which is, you know, kind of...
Black people didn't listen that well to Martin Luther King. I just want to stress that. Black people did not listen to Martin Luther King, not after he died. Because if they did, they would not all still sit on the back of the bus. Let's be fair here. And their social standards, they would have raised their own social standards on their own, which they were doing during that movement. They were fucking taking their social standards. They were taking their living standards back. They were becoming human beings. And I don't know what the fuck happened after that. I think it was the crack in the 80s. It was racist, but it's fucking true. It's fucking true. Go look it up. Any documentary on crack in the 80s, it started in low-income black neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
In California?
It destroyed everything. It destroyed everything. The mentality for the black communities has never been the same since King. And it will never be the same until somebody of that magnitude steps up. Everything they worked for is lost. I don't think that's going to happen with this one. I think this one's just going to keep spreading. The police are joining. The military is joining. The cops are going to make their own people.
Yeah, they're joining, and eventually...
The cops are coming up to Mesa Marine. Hopefully. Because the Marine will protect its own regardless of their fucking orders.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, it's you know, there is definitely, it's definitely at the point where we can tell something's going on and that people are not happy. It's, you know, it's like you can smell revolution in the air. It's not yet.
Well, it's not going to come in a month's time. You've got to give it time. That's why I was going to poke my nose in there when you guys were discussing, like, you and Female Satan were going back and forth. I can see where Female Satan's coming from. It's going to take longer. And eventually, as things keep, you know, shit keeps hitting the fan, more generations are going to get into the age group where they can start participating, too. And the more generations that we get into it, the more likely we will have that amount of people.
Let's see.
Yep. Yeah.
What's funny is shit already hit the fan. And what America did is America does the best. They sat back, they took it, and they went, we can fix that. But it didn't happen. It never got fixed. The same problems exist. And people are becoming aware of this. The same shit that was the problem 10 years ago is the problem today.
This is not a surprise here, okay? There's a book out there, and I can't remember what it is, but it tracks from, like, the early beginning to all of the generations that have gone through, and there's four stages that this nation has gone through continuously. And when this person told me about it, she said, we are on the verge of a depression-like stage, which afterwards will be followed by a discontented phase where everyone will revolutionize, and it will move us on to another stage where we destroy, and then the next stage, the fourth stage, is actually supposed to be where everything's being rebuilt and we're, higher up, we've got everything, like our shit's in order. We got our little duckies in a row.
Any time that a revolution actually occurs, it tends to clear the way for things to get a little bit better. It tweaks the system a little bit and makes it a little bit more...
It will
more,
fix it for the moment. Eventually, it will become necessary again. But for the moment, what we're dealing with will not work.
Well, no, because we're not in the right stage.
Right now, we're still
on the beginning of the second stage.
Yep.
And even though it seems like we're moving faster than in previous generations when we've had to deal with this, a lot of the history shows that when we've gone through a revolutionary stage, we're not actually fighting against our own nation. We're usually fighting against somebody else. Now, we're dealing with a completely different situation where in phase two, we are revolutionizing against ourselves instead of an outside or external force. So it's going to be different. It's going to progress differently. It's going to look different. And the stages are going to be different.
The United States especially will deal with an external force, because as soon as shit actually really gets started in the U.S., somebody's going to attack us. You know, when we're busy fighting ourselves, that's the stage that somebody else is going to move in to attempt to actually topple this superpower.
Well, and then that's why the four stages for this is going to be different, because look at it. Our first stage was actually very, very short, considering it only was maybe 5-8 years long, which the presidency of the Bush administration, that would have been considered the first stage. Now, when we elected Obama, there's the second phase, you have, like, false hope that you start out with that, and that is what strengthened this. Now, we're obviously not going to want to beat down our country to the point where we are left vulnerable to external countries. Mm-hmm. But we've already
done
that.
Well, it's just not logistically possible to do that.
Physically, we are not going to allow.
We're not going to allow
the country to get into such shambles that we are liable to be attacked like that. However, we've already destroyed our credit rating. We've already destroyed certain things where.
Why?
We've already destroyed what we have financially, and so in a way we have left ourselves vulnerable enough to enter that stage.
Yep.
Lexi, how long have you left on the show? It's already 11 o'clock.
Huh?
Yeah.
I think your show's about to be over.
I extended it about 15 minutes ago.
Cool, but yay, woo!
Sorry.
Cool. I
extended it because Daryl was trying to call in, but he's trying to call in via Gmail, and apparently BTR doesn't like Gmail because he never popped up. So,
tell him to call in with Skype, though.
I don't know if he's
Skype or
message
the phone.
Him on the,
it's easier that way.
Message him on chat room.
Pop, message him on the chat room. He just kicked me out of the other room. So.
Okay. Is he in the chat room?
Yeah, he is.
All right. What am I telling him? That you can't hear through the fucking speakers.
Call on Skype. All right. But I thought that was really interesting, because when I worked at the library, this was a couple of years ago, and I thought it was an interesting theory. I treated it as a theory, but the more and more I've looked at our history, the more and more I see where we're going now, I really think that the four stages is just, that's how we evolve. That's how we evolve as a country, how we evolve as people. I always thought it was kind of nifty. If you pay attention to revolution, if you square off the R, it's evolution. I don't think that's a coincidence. It could be.
Oh, no.
And during Operation Onslaught, I actually put up little postcards, and on it I wrote revolution, and I separated the R, and tried to point out the fact that in order to go forward, you have to do that. And yeah, I just lost my complete sentence. It was going to make sense, I promise, but it didn't.
Oh no, I would agree. I think that strife is what causes growth in a lot of ways. Is the easiest way to explain it is. you know, and it happens on a micro scale in our own lives. I think that people tend to grow the most going through the hardest times. But I think that's the same way for larger groups of people as well, is that when things start changing, you know, that's when people actually change, thought forms change, countries evolve forward, things like that. Yeah, no, I do agree with you there. Yeah.
I kind of want to say that backwards. When people change and thought forms change, then things start changing, not the before. I don't think it's possible before. If you're going to put a change on people who are not ready for it, they're not going to be ready for it. They will resist, and they will fucking not go with it. It'll fail. It'll fail miserably. That's why part of this is so important. It's not that change is happening. It's not that, well, change is going to happen. It's that people have changed, and they haven't even changed. That's the better part. These are not the extremists that we're used to. I wouldn't even go that far. These are the people who are sick of the same bullshit they've been being fed.
Yeah, but see, their mindset has to change for them to be able to get sick of the bullshit. That's what I'm trying to get at, basically. The mindset would have to change for them to be able to get sick of it.
Well, I mean,
which means
a lot of people have done what the system said and then have failed as a result of that, and that tends to make one angry at the system. You know, it said, you know, it's like Wicked was saying earlier, you know, go to school, go to college, get a degree, get out, get a decent job, and everything will be okay. Well, when that fails and you've bought into that the whole time, I think that people start questioning, you know, their fealty to that thing that, you know, betrayed them in a sense. And, you know, that's when people start kind of deciding that, you know, it's no longer reflecting their interests or needs.
Well, I think what really excites me about this movement, or whatever you want to call it, is that it shows that there are people out there that are actually getting involved, and they're actually broadening their horizons to the point where they're actually paying attention to shit. I've always been one to push knowledge. The first thing you could ever do is to educate yourself. It's the first step. The only way you can ever be prepared for anything, you have to know what you're doing before you do it. If you go in there and you don't know what you're doing, it's going to be a clusterfuck. But the great thing about these operations is they're not all super chaotic. You know, while they're not super organized, there is no one leader. You know, you can't pinpoint who started what. But I think part of the reason that they're able to keep their cool is because of the fact that they know what they're fighting for. This is not something that they're going out and going, well, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, but I'm just going to, you know, raise hell. They know what they need to do, and the only way to get it done is to stay uniformed, in a sense, and to hold their ground.
Thank you.
Otherwise,
are we talking about the occupations?
Yeah.
They're not uniformed. There's no message. Everybody's there for individual reasons, but it's all the same reason, is that we've been fucked.
Yeah.
So there is a message.
That's it. That's all the message.
Right.
We're sick of being ignored. Quit fucking us.
And being uniformed, what I mean by being uniformed is standing your ground and making that decision to be peaceful and not go out and cause a whole bunch of damage.
Oh, that would have ruined it the first fucking night. They would have had
the
rubber bullets.
Right, and the moment that you cause chaos like that, the message gets lost. You just can't do shit like that. You can't be kicking shit over.
I disagree. I think the media coverage increases, and if your message is intact enough, it does actually spread more. I think that
only by other people for your destructive values.
Onto it.
It does not.
I think it gains
stick.
Attention, but I don't think it gets the chaos gets attention, but it doesn't get the right attention. Like, it'll grab people's attention because then all of a sudden it'll be all over the news, just chaos going on wherever, and it's going to be portrayed negatively. And so,
well, yeah, but
they say that there's no such thing as bad advertisement, but in a situation like this,
true.
I really do think that there is such a thing as bad advertisement.
Yeah.
The more police department keep it on their side and not our side, the better.
The New York Police Department has people on the payroll whose sole job is it to try to get riots. Because as soon as a riot breaks out, they can send the National Guard, they can start using live ammo, they can fucking shut it down. The minute somebody throws something through a goddamn window, the entire thing is being shut down nationwide. People will stop.
Dude, they did the same thing during the G20 summit, man. They did the same thing during the G20 summit. There was a nice little small
G20
outburst.
G20 summit is not the stock market.
Yeah. It's still the riot mentality.
I understand, dude. But that gets ignored, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Depends.
But this,
know,
this isn't getting ignored. That's the thing. It's no longer ignored.
Actually, this is
you
getting
can't
ignored.
Ignore it.
They could ignore it at first, and they can even get away with ignoring it for the most part now, because there's nothing, like, there's nothing
Stuart
negative.
There's a piece on it every fucking night. Sorry.
I
which
didn't
news
say
are you
they
watching?
Are ignoring it. I'm saying
Comedy Central,
that they can
fool.
Still partially ignore it because of the fact that there is nothing, quote-unquote, happening. Okay?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, there's no, like, fights in the streets or anything like that. And they're not going to sit there and portray the New York Police Department as a bunch of fucking asswipes.
Because
maybe,
org, you
yeah.
know what?
But
org,
it's Comedy Central.
But see, org, basically, at the end of the day, basically, peaceful protests don't get you ratings. The minute one of the protesters dies or a cop gets killed...
Well,
no,
exactly.
I'm saying though that's the only way. I'm saying the only that is the only way to be publicized fully is if someone gets hurt massively.
Well, not only that, but the amount of damage caused by violent protests is quite
exactly.
They'll
get publicity because news doesn't give a shit about people.
So and so
they care about
ratings. You know, beaten with a billy club because they threw a rock on something. People pay attention to that. You know, and if you want to move the herd in a direction, you do have to have violence. Even if it's just the state committing it against people, which is what's occurring here, you know, or on a larger level, it's almost necessary to get the attention of people, which is actually rather sad, but is how it is.
Of course,
well,
all
I think part of it,
that a violent,
part of it
the attention
is
that a violent
country,
protest would bring is not productive. It's never productive. Look at the media during the London protests. The message, the real concept, the issue was brought up only by a handful of people. And those people were immediately shut down off the air because of the violence. They were overshadowed by all the destruction and the looting. And majority of people that were participating in the looting didn't want to loot shit. Let's be real here. The cops weren't doing anything. They didn't, you know, they had to call in all the UK's fucking police to shut it down because people just wanted to rob shit. Now, the economic and social reasons behind that have been largely ignored because of it. This is not what's happening.
Well, yeah, except
well, hell, dude, crime on that kind of stuff is up here in this country, man. We have more robberies. We have more, you know, crimes they have to do with monetary gain.
Yeah.
And, dude, you can't even say that it's because people are on drugs anymore. You can't say that anymore. You can't say it's because someone went home and smoked a nice big bag of meth and they had to get some more meth. So they had robbed someone. You can't say that anymore. You really can't. People are doing it because they are poor. People need to fend for their families. People need to fend for themselves. They're robbing and stealing for themselves. For, well, I mean, not exactly good reasons, not legal reasons.
Rotting.
They're doing it for the right reason.
What has America's crime rate been for the past couple of years?
It's actually still going up and mostly theft. Food, you know, different things for cash, things like that. You might disagree.
I'm Googling. Hold on.
You dick.
Yeah. Well, like, here we go. That's bullshit.
I mean, shit, man, around here, dude, thefts are up on copper. On copper, man, people are breaking into homes to steal copper piping, okay?
Where the fuck are you?
Dude, I'm sitting here in between Buffalo and Rochester, homie. And people have been breaking into vacant houses to steal copper for the money, okay? Shit here is rough.
Why don't they just grow their own food? That sounds easier.
Dude, do you know how... Dude, the prices that farmers get for food is pittance. Okay?
Well, no. Why are they stealing? Unless they need to eat.
Most people don't think...
Exactly.
But part of the essence of the problem, they think that they have to, you know, just have money to do that. They don't, you know, even think about using factors like that. You know, like... You'll have people that are upper middle class that can't understand the concept that, you know, if they went to Walmart as opposed to Sears, their bottom line might balance out.
How is it that if you do not make over $50,000 a year, you're lower class? How is it that if you make $50,000 or plus a year, you're middle class? Where do these numbers come from?
Well, it's
What the fuck is that? That's what they send out every few years.
Well, doesn't that say something, though, that basically more people are being, you know, made to be poor than anything else? That jobs are
made
to be poor means. Do you mean, like, getting fired from the job or just so fiscally repressed?
No, I mean jobs just are not there, dude. Jobs are not there for the common working man. They aren't.
No. I think it depends on the state when it comes to jobs, because right now I hold...
What, you got like four?
Three jobs right now. I have three jobs. Now, granted, I'm planning on quitting one of them because that's the reason I have other jobs. But I went out and I put in online applications, okay, in one paper application. And I got interviews, all right, and I landed another job, and I landed my second job, which I'm replacing my first job with. Now, I really think that there is an element of trying, of giving a fuck. Now, I can understand that there is a part of the population out there that can't find jobs that have just given up because they went out there and they did try. But
where
there
I
are
live
some
is quite a bit different,
that
which is that, like, where I live, it's different, though, because the factories are shutting down. You know, I live outside of Nashville proper, and, yeah, it's a factory town. And the factory is workers, and the factory is cutting hours, and it's decimating the economy. I mean, like, he was talking about him stealing copper wires, and what I was thinking about was what I've nicknamed Vulture, which is that, you know, my husband sometimes, idly for, you know, extra cash, will go out scrapping, you know, like pick up somebody's washer or something, drop it off at the scrapyard, make like $30. Except now, it's like vultures fighting over carcasses because so many people are having to take these alternatives to do them, you know. Whereas, like, he might have been the only person in line. Now he's, you know, four or five back because everybody's doing it now. Because they have to make ends meet.
Right. Well, it
you know,
does
and
depend on the area.
They're one step away from stealing at that point, you know.
Right. And like I said, it does depend on the area. Michigan's factory area died off a lot, like,
back
way earlier.
Mid-90s.
And you're just starting to feel that effect, too, if that's just starting to happen in your area. And I can see how that's rough, especially if it's a factory area. I know that, you know, Detroit obviously got hit really hard, and we're just starting to come out of that, I think. Michigan State was actually, they had the highest rate of creating jobs this past year. So we're moving on up, I think. Hopefully, maybe we'll hit, you know, number 49 on the unemployment list. But and we are having one of the biggest seasonal hiring seasons this year, too. So, I mean, it is different. But, like, in Michigan, for example, I see a lot of kids walking around saying, I don't have a job, at least you have a job. Well, have you gone out and looked?
Mm-hmm.
Because there are hundreds of jobs out there. And you know what? Maybe working at McDonald's part-time isn't your cup of tea, but I'd rather be paid $7.40 an hour part-time than be paid nothing.
Than nothing.
Right.
Oh, yeah, no.
Part of it, I agree.
I think that's where some people fail, but at the same time, you know, there are skilled workers, you know, and they expect to be making, you know, quite a bit more than that an hour. They've been doing that for years.
Yeah, that's part of the problem, though.
Well, yeah, it's part of the problem, but, I mean, you know, those people are naturally going to resist going to work at McDonald's when, you know they should be making $22 an hour.
Well,
you know, I mean,
and there's a solution to that problem, too. Granted, it's harder when you have a family, but there are other states. Like, for example, I want to go into the linguistics and psychology. I can get a job on the East Coast making three times more than I would with the same job here in Michigan. Now, yeah, would it be difficult for me to uproot my child from Michigan where she's lived her entire life and move down to the East Coast? Yeah, it would be difficult. But if that was my only option and I was getting paid three times more than I would up here, my quality of life wouldn't suffer by doing so. You uproot your ass and you move wherever you need to go. You do what you gotta do, which has been my motto for the past couple of weeks now, is you do what you gotta do. You may hurt people in the process, you may fuck some people over in the process, but you have to do what you have to do. And that's the bottom line there to it. There's to things like that.
Well, that's my family's little motto
that we use, which is WIT, which is whatever it takes, which is that, you know, whatever the means are justifiable to get us to our end, so to speak. Yeah. We teach that to the kids, WIT.
Well, I think that's part of the change that's happening to the American people right now, is that the factory mentality has been so ingrained in us that many people just don't even worry about anything, because they fuck it, I'll get a job and I'll work my life off at this one place for 3 years and retire, and then that's not how it works anymore.
No.
People are realizing that they've been fed this shit since they were young. And that just the things they were told, the things they were raised on are no longer there. And they need something different. But the system isn't willing to offer anything different. It's not willing to change with the times. It wants to keep industrialized, but it doesn't want to pay people. It's like, why are we going to pay you $2 for something? And I was like, what was it? Like, was the lowest factory worker I'm aware of was making, like, $15 an hour to make something that we can get some Asian dude to pay for $2 so we don't got to pay taxes on. Which, I can't really blame them for it. You know, if your bottom line is profit, man, that'd be the way to go. But at that point,
you need to start paying taxes
in America for the shit that you bring in here so that the people that work here can get their own shit for cheaper. That's another, looking at the trade organizations, since I'm on this topic of national, fucking trade, that shit, you
basically
know, import,
China owns us.
No,
oh, yeah,
they can't do shit, because what are they going to take?
Dude, man, all China would have to do is take all their nice little factories, and they could easily put them into missile factories.
Actually, China has
been
building factories here.
Dude, could you imagine
that's
another...
That's something that
get reported on. You're in too much debt, so to speak.
That doesn't mean they own us. What the fuck are they going to take?
What do you mean
we come
under
our
bill?
But your money is worthless.
So,
it's in their best interest.
To help us get our economy back on track.
Dude, our money is basically worthless.
What?
Our money is basically worthless, and all of our debt to China, they are going to get pissed.
Mm-hmm.
The minute we tank,
the
minute China tanks.
I don't think you understand.
What
the fuck happened to all those
things
that made those mortgages?
Dude, shut your mouth.
Like, what the fuck can they take? There's nothing to take. In fact, the people that you could take shit from...
You gotta
back up, babe. I'm back.
Well, right. Yeah, they can take the country itself. They can bring in the World Trade Organizations and other groups to fix our...
We run the World Trade Organization. We run the NATO. We run the UN. This is even government shit at that point. It's an economic lockdown. They can't come and claim the money until it's worth something. Until it's worth something, it's not even worth fucking collecting. What are they going to take? Our military? Like that. We'll go to war before they do that. And they fucking know.
Well, now, America, I think, has a lot of, especially when it comes to, you know, media and a lot of other things, our culture does have validity to try to want to take over. There is some, you know, America sets a standard in a lot of ways for a lot of things. And I think that, you know, if you can take that, you know, there's a lot of you can Google Americanization of the world and see, you know, there's McDonald's in every country now. You know,
not every country.
Dress
in fact,
like
Walmart.
I mean, it's the truth. It's more of a pop culture thing, but yeah, you know, America does still have a value, and that's something that they can ultimately take.
Yeah. America doesn't have that value. McDonald's is a multinational corporation.
Mm-hmm.
They're a globalized corporation, which means what they sell overseas does not count for the taxes here, which means they're not paying into anything over here. And many of their shit they over here, they can write off. So it's not even our culture that's being spread.
Well, you know, but
it's the
for a lot of people, they do represent our culture in a way. These products and other things do. There's a, you know, lots of ways of thinking that can be considered, you know, American in nature.
You mean, like, the countries that are extremely conservative and religious and fear-based?
Hmm.
Iran! No, why can't we get along with them? We're just so close. They
well,
built
yeah, but
Ambassador Duff, we built a nuclear missile.
Oh, fuck.
What? Oh, man, that's just true. Let's think about that for a minute. Why did we invade Iraq when they had supposedly weapons of mass destruction, but we never attacked North Korea or Iran? But we knew! Who fucking marched their shit through the streets going, bitches, look at my dick? You know, the missiles were the pride of those countries. We're like, all right, we're going to get real diplomatic with you. Because they were never a threat. That's back.
Did anyone notice that our bombs look like basically overgrown dicks?
What?
I mean, really. I mean, really, our bombs, our missiles, our everything looks like large dicks. All war is for our country is a big dick waving contest. My dick is bigger than your dick, you little brown motherfucker. My dick's bigger than yours. Fuck you. That's all war is, dude. Everything, basically, all our country is nothing more than a war-loving nation. And you know what we're good at? We bomb a lot of brown people. Look at the Middle East. We bombed a lot
people,
of brown motherfuckers,
people.
Okay?
Yeah, we have, this God, I'm trying to remember which actual person it was. It's not even, like, a government-classified secret that every single night we hold a few shadow operations like the one that killed Bin Laden. Supposedly killed Bin Laden. I'm not even getting into that right now.
Yeah,
but
it's
not a secret that yeah, that's an entirely different fucking thing. And that's fuck it, whatever.
That's
so,
all
you never
that's all
anyway.
Dude, the Apollo mission.
Yeah, I don't. What's that? The space missions?
Mm-hmm.
What about them?
Oh, there's been a lot of photos that come out online of basically the uncropped photos.
Oh, yeah, no, that's not news either. We never landed on the moon. It's physically impossible for us to leave this planet.
No, we actually have, but the actual images were cropped immensely, basically to where we have not seen the full images. That's what I'm trying to get at, sorry.
I don't think we left the planet, man. There's just too much damage that happens to our bodies when we leave the gravitational field, as well as the radiation that's sitting outside our atmosphere. It would just kill anybody.
Not sure these days.
I find it troubling that we've only been to the, like, we've had a few missions to the moon. Only one's ever been, like, really documented. And everything else we sent out is a fucking unmanned probe.
We've sent out a few different things to the men. So we've sent out, what, 4 or 5 shuttles to the moon, approximately?
I have no idea.
I mean, you had Apollo 13, you had everything from Apollo 13 to Apollo 18.
I mean, I couldn't do it that much. You've had
at least 3 to 4, give or take. At least 3 to 4. I'm not counting the whole thing that Armstrong was on, because I think that was fake and bullshit. But, you know, I'm talking about after Armstrong's era, all that shit, you know?
How much documentation do we have of even those?
What was that, sir?
I said, how much documentation do we have of even those? I mean, we've had astronauts from other countries come and go, yeah, the reason we never left, or we never made it, is because, well, who the fuck did I just put on air?
You put me on air.
Why didn't you say something?
Because you were talking?
Yeah. Awesome. Let's not get an ass rant. But no, back to the government shadow operations thing. It's not, you can fucking Google this. There's reports from our defense secretary and heads of the CIA and generals in the military. And we do what we do on a regular fucking basis. Every night, unreported military action happening. And these are not like you're dropping a few Marines. You're dropping special forces, assassinations, and kidnapping. Like that guy they just killed in Yemen. I can't remember his fucking name. But he was an American citizen. They tracked him down and they assassinated him.
For what?
He was Al-Qaeda. He was supposed to be the biggest badass since...
But
Bin
see,
Laden,
you know, we're using Al-Qaeda as a sort of a smokescreen. That we're using Al-Qaeda as this whole boogeyman mentality.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean?
But when you get past the smokescreen, what's there?
The government. The government created those who really don't exist.
I'm saying it's not just the government. That's my real point and position on everything. It's not the government. If it was the people controlling the government, it'd be one thing, but it's not, and it hasn't been. And it's never going to be. All we can do is damage them enough to make them fucking back off a bit.
You know,
quit
I wonder what's going to happen. What
foreign products? There, sorry.
But Puffman, it's impossible not to buy foreign products these days. All you
not
find
impossible.
Is foreign products.
Impractical, yes.
It's very impractical.
That's part of the problem.
Okay?
Yeah, it's incredibly impractical. I actually had a friend on Facebook, which the bitch posted, I'm only going
to
buy American-made goods from now on. I'm like, well, then
bitch,
you're going to scroll your computer, your cell phone, and every piece of clothing you own. All right, peace.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But there are...
Everything you have, everything. I bet you worried now. Dude, I'll even bet you... $5, okay? You cannot find more than 10 things in your house that are American-made.
All right, we'll take this. I'll set up a PayPal account. I have 2
guitars,
both
American-made. Dude, $5, and you cannot find more than 10 things made in the USA in your house.
I'm looking at 3 musical instruments that were made in the USA.
And
right,
man, that has to be every single part of that product, and of that product, okay? That cannot be just one part of that product made in the USA, you fuck, okay?
The strings
yeah,
have to be American.
Yeah, I'm setting up these rules to be extremely difficult for you, and I know you can't get out of them, so screw you.
I will find 10 things. Does food count?
No.
Oh.
It has to be a physically handmade product.
Food has to count.
I don't
got to
worry about my imported cheese. I'm looking at my calendar.
Dude, man, really, dude.
Like,
really, dude, in the African house,
computer.
They've even done this thing on 2020, dude, okay? They actually went into a person's home, went through, and anything that was not made in the USA, they took out. These people were left with a picture, a vase with flowers in it, and something else. Everything else was China, Mexico, or something else, okay, dude? If an average American family is like that, dude, I can't even imagine what your house is like.
Well,
shit.
I mean, the average American family shops, too, because, I mean, like, you know, when you look at it, that's true that most things are made in America, but you can supersede, for instance, that with clothing by simply
free people clothing
alternatives that most people wouldn't expect, like, you know,
Goodwill's a great company. They've got a great thing going for them. So is
Dude, even Goodwill, most of their clothing is made in China or Mexico. Shit.
I have a personal issue with, like, their stores that have religious backings, but that's just my
Dude,
thing.
Dude, the Boy Scouts were in the
I don't
want to
give them money,
because
they use that money for shit they should not use. They use that money to be lobbyists, and I can't outstand that shit.
Well,
Pop,
yeah,
man, you were a Boy Scout, weren't you?
Goodwill actually helps people that are disabled.
I was a Boy Scout, motherfucker.
You were a Mormon puppet.
Mormon puppet.
Low, you bitch.
You were
no,
a Mormon
dude, like,
puppet, dude.
I don't know how to explain what happened to my Boy Scout troop, but one of the guys wound up selling drugs, another is a fat redneck who lives in a trailer, and, like, everybody else just got really fucked up on drugs. And
Wait, you didn't tell me you were in Boy Scouts with TJ.
Yeah, I was in Boy Scouts with TJ. Yeah, you fat redneck motherfucker. I don't think any of us made it to Eagle. For one kid, but that kid was so weird. He's not right. But no, Rodney, I'll take you up on this, and I'll post it on Sin.
Yes. Are you going to give us pictures?
No, I will give you pictures. No, he brings up an interesting point. It was a... And I was on mainstream news media, and it was really quite amusing. Fucking some girl, I can't remember what college it was, refused to buy anything from the catalog that the school gave her for room supplies, because not a single thing was made in America.
Yep. Nothing. Hardly anything is anymore, man.
Well, no, they eventually found companies that made the same shit better and cheaper than the ones in the catalog, and when they confronted the school about it, the school claimed they didn't know, but they were getting kickbacks from the company. So they set up a pledge to ensure that there were American-made products with being offered to the students when their contract is up. Now, the disturbing thing is this was found out in, like, almost every university and college in the country had the similar contracts.
Yep.
And most of them, almost every single one of them claimed, yeah, dude, we had no idea. Nobody bothered looking. Nobody bothered asking. It was just a simple thing, man. It was like the company that was handing out the catalog wasn't even aware that not a single product they owned, or not a single product they offered, because they were the catalog, the middleman, was foreign made. Every single fucking product. So what they ended up doing was News Channel bought this girl's room equipment, comforters, posters, all that shit, and wound up getting it for $100 cheaper, so almost the exact same shit her roommate had. Then they showed it off.
Nice.
Yeah. Change is
but
coming.
Man,
people are aware of it.
Dude.
Information. Dude. We need that information.
Yo. Well, and you have to prove. You have to see. You can't even see your car was made in the States because it wasn't. There are parts that are made from China, Mexico, shit like this. Every single part of that product that you were going to try to pass off to me as American made, you have to actually prove every part of that was American made, because you will not find anything in your home that was 100% American made. Nothing.
Next, we don't have factories for everything. I got a bunch of glass pieces that are American made. Does that count?
How many glass pieces do you own?
Well, I've got two. My meerschaum pipe was made in Turkey and carved. It's really nice. I'm proud of it.
But see, bitch, that was not American made. That was Turkey made. Screw you. But see, it's also, I'm trying to say, $5, okay, because I don't know how your family is. I really don't know you that personally, okay? But more often than not, in an American home, you will not find more than 10 things American-made. You won't. There's no way in hell you will.
No, I'm sure of that, too. And
Look, shut up. Look, my lotion, my body lotion, was made in America.
I'm about to go through my room.
But I'm going through stuff too. Let's see.
We'll play this game.
Your shaving cream was made in Dublin, Ohio.
My goggles were made like San Francisco.
I can't read this label.
It's a locally made tote offered through a store.
These
totes. Stop using fucking plastic bags, bastard.
These wipes were made in...
I will get on an environmentalist rant so goddamn fast.
These cleaning wipes were made in Brentwood, New York.
Where was the
knife made in Pakistan.
Pakistan. This was actually made in Grand Rapids.
Which one?
The sunscreen was made in Grand Rapids.
Was that the one you got from that store? I think it's a regional thing, because there is a lot of shops in this area that are independently owned. They're small businesses, and they make their own shit, dude. They get their T-shirts from factories in America. They print their shit on it, and they sell that shit.
Congrats. That's a rarity these days.
We have a hipster fucking area. Like, the hipsters have a street fair, and everybody's fucking there. I mean, there's dudes juggling in the street. There's guys selling tie-dye shirts. There's just, like, homemade shit all over the place. But it's a lot of it's really good quality. Let's see. I'm in the main room now. Was this thing made in America? No. Of course not.
My hair conditioner was made in the USA. In New York.
Where was the bottle made?
It says made in USA.
We manufacture bottles. Where do you think the majority of our oil goes?
Fuck you. I'm going to lose $5. Okay, fine. Losing $5. Bloody hell. But wait, see, I didn't say Lexi's house. I said Sean's house. So screw you, Lexi. Screw you.
So this
blow
is disgusting deodorant I saw says made in Canada. The fuck did we watch?
See, doesn't tell you. Say screw you. Screw you, bitch.
I just found another glass piece that was made locally. And it's
This hair stuff was made in the United States.
What's Will's trying to do?
She's in the bathroom listing off all her shit.
Yeah, right.
I have a Washington, D.C. hat that's made in China, though. That'll make you feel better.
My hair was made in Michigan.
Yeah.
And not in Michigan. They were made in Mexico. This says my tampons were made in Mexico, so, you know.
You're using Mexican cotton for your vagina. I hope you're aware of that. Have you heard what have you heard what our laws have done to Congo?
What are you talking about, man?
Well, have you heard what our laws have done to Congo?
No, what?
Okay, so, you know, obviously, fucking jungle area, lots of warlords and shit like that.
Yeah,
well,
of course.
Well, our government, in its noble intentions, decided to set up laws preventing corporations from using resources that could have been funding warlords.
Oh, the whole diamond trade, like that, yeah.
The warlords weren't in control of them. What this has done is caused an economic failure in companies which were or areas of South America and Africa that were rich in natural resources. That was these people's. It was the same thing that happened to factory workers here. It was like, except when these people couldn't grow food, that's when they went and worked.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like the mentality had never set in so so infectious like it did here. It never became fully industrialized. Well, because of that, all of our corporations that were keeping those areas alive backed out. So there's cities who were having planes flying every day, you know, I don't really want to support it because it's planes and uses fuel. Fuck, save the world. My bad. All right, but there's now areas and cities that were once thriving, which are now completely cut off from civilization, our false regulations and our failed regulations. And it's actually made it easier for the warlords to come back and sell this shit on the black market.
By the way, I just had a completely
sure
amazing suggestion.
That. What?
Lexi, still there?
What?
Okay.
Yeah.
How are you talking to Beach? I wouldn't mind seeing that. Okay. How about from now on we make this a four-way show?
No. You are too fucking annoying.
Fuck you. Cocksucker. But no, I mean, seriously, dude. We could probably make this a good four-person show and be doing really fucking well.
It really depends on the topic. That's what it is. You have to have
a
topic.
Well, a four-person show would work, but I mean, what the question that
Robin.
I would want to say is, do we want to keep it on politics specifically?
Fuck no.
And move maybe
Fuck
into
no.
doing
do politics for 3 hours. Fuck you.
We know. We just need to yell for an hour or two. That's all we really want. That's all I want. I just want a place where I come on and pace around my fucking house and swear about how fucked up things are.
You do that.
I agree.
You do that anyway. To Lexi. That's why she wants to kill you in your sleep.
Not always that bad. Because not always do I have somebody listening.
I would have no problems having another person that...
Then get Daryl.
I like
yeah, we
Ryan.
Could do that, actually. I like
Daryl
that idea,
tried
yeah.
to call it from Gmail, okay? Gmail. Who the fuck calls in from an email address?
I didn't know you can make
Not
calls
me.
From Gmail.
I didn't either, but apparently you can. No, I was really
apparently
disappointed.
Apparently
you can
call.
I mean,
no, yeah, we do this as a four-way show. Do we want to adjust the name?
Well,
why?
We're gonna have to work on it. Just like we're gonna have to work on the intro and stuff.
Well, here, get more people to listen to the show, so we can see where anybody wants to.
Well,
take
maybe
it.
If I wasn't bouncing the time around like a fucking basketball.
Yeah, quit fucking doing that. Nobody needs to care.
Fuck
nobody cares
you,
about
okay?
your personal shit fucking up the ooze.
Pop, it's
fuck
all
you,
your
dude,
fault. The
okay?
lefty basket I'm case. Not... Screw you, dude. She's putting up with your
no,
shit constantly.
No, it won't bounce around anymore. It won't bounce around anymore because now I know my schedule.
Yeah, we're
going to
set this time. Yeah.
It is set at 10 o'clock on Friday.
10 o'clock
every
Eastern
Friday
time,
at
okay.
10 o'clock.
Okay, that's cool.
It,
I can definitely deal with that.
That's
I have no problem with it being a four-way and it being a mixed, a mixed group. But, yeah, I don't know if the Fallen is going to work as calling it that because that was a reference
yeah.
to Fallen Angel.
Women, yeah.
I don't know if...
How about Wicked Pop and the Three Bitches?
You know,
dude, I'm not a bitch, man. Screw you, homie.
But, I mean, actually, the name Occupy could work, you know.
Actually, it would
if
work.
If it was formatted a certain way.
That's
yeah,
a
I don't
good idea.
Occupy,
I'm a genius. And I changed the thing from what religion to culture. I did that on accident. I was trying to make it current events.
I told you not
it.
To fucking touch that.
Well, I fucking touched it because I had control and I wanted to dick around.
See, this is what you get when we get Puck on the phone for 2 hours, which, by the way, this is the longest Friday edition that we've ever had.
Nobody's fucking
awesome.
Dying except
that
Daryl. And my computer died, so I can't talk to Daryl. And Daryl,
your computer died?
Computer,
you
right?
can't shut off the episode if you...
So it's just going to keep going?
It's going to keep going. Holy
well,
shit, you should have fucking
your
told me that.
My phone's about to die in a minute.
Holy crap.
I
now I got to figure out how... Damn. That means nobody's running studio. Apparently
nope.
we're all just flying
nope.
solo.
Well,
I hope it's recording.
I was going to say, too, that if you want to call it the Occupy Edition, that wouldn't be so difficult to do. We could do something similar to what we did before, but just put all four co-host names on it.
Oh,
yeah.
I want to say something about the Occupy pages online. Be very wary of any page, web page, Facebook page, claiming to support what's going on. There are
oh, yeah, exactly.
actual reports about feds and shit like that. They have a team that makes shit up. Just dissuade people from doing this. It's
dude, when
up.
I go to this, dude, Pup, man, I'm going to that page you dropped in, I dropped in chat. It was once OccupyWallStreet.blogspot
oh,
something
you
else.
Rabbit.
But now it's Occupy WLL Street. They dropped the A. I'm going to that
yeah.
page
oh.
now, dude.
Nice. I'll check it out. I've been getting, like, reports from people on the ground there. Because, well, internet is the goddamn best thing ever. Not just for porn. Although, let's
well,
be real here, everybody watches porn online.
I
it's amazing
I
the industry is still in business thanks to sites like RedTube.
I have not watched porn in months.
Bullshit, Lexi.
Months?
Bullshit.
Months.
Well, we need to make one, but that's another topic for a different day.
May
that'll
I,
be front page video.
May I partake in this one? Maybe
oh
a little
my
three
God.
Way? Just then?
Fucking
yeah.
hate
three way? Yeah.
No, no, Ryan. I don't share. Unless it's with a girl.
I'll talk
what's
the, the help desk.
Oh, damn.
I'll talk dressed up, dressed in a skirt, and
well,
over the top. We can go that way.
Yeah, another name wouldn't be that
does
difficult.
Does that count?
For this edition.
What?
If he was to dress up like a girl?
No.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
That's not how that works.
Oh,
this
fuck
is,
you, that is not.
That only works for prostitutes. Unless it protests.
Hey, man, I'll charge you $5.
You are a cheap fucking whore.
You're loving
you
it.
Boy,
well, nice.
Thank you.
Well,
oh, come on. Y'all live in Michigan, man. I could be able to charge you $50. Screw that.
Yeah, you ain't got nothing here. Which is awesome. The communities in Michigan are amazing. We got this one locally produced magazine called Good Morning Revolution. It's a fucking hippie magazine. It just circulates. They're the ones that are organizing the occupation tomorrow. You guys are cool as shit. They're the ones. These motherfuckers. Every, like, the last Friday of every month is called Critical Mass. It's where we take to our bikes and, not like motorcycles, just fucking bikes, man. And we just take over the roads. Going, bitches, hit us.
Dude, I've heard about that shit, dude.
The city has recently built bike lanes
all
through the fucking place.
Nifty little bike spray paint symbols on the ground. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, I've heard about that
amazing.
Shit, man. They, where
they
basically take their bikes, chain together in the middle of roads and shit. Yeah, you told me about that shit, man.
Yeah, you just fucking drive around, block traffic. It's fun. Now they have their own lane. I think it was the city's way to, like, all right, you can still ride in the street. You got to stay in the lane. Which is, you know, it's better than it was. It's something. Because people here would just fucking hit you.
So how do we get this show, you know, changed to be a four-man, you know, four-person crew, actually?
I don't
talk
think
to
that'd
me.
Be a
you prove your worth by going to the gauntlet.
Oh, shit.
We could just replace the name would probably need to be changed. I don't think the rest would be that undoable, you know. Get a different intro and stuff like that. But yeah, I don't know if the Fallen Edition would still be an accurate name for that anymore.
The Friday
Occupation. Edition.
No, Friday Occupation is too fucking long, and I can't schedule it. Like, you would not have enough room to have a title.
Did you see the title I put up?
Yes, but if you put Friday Occupation and then the title, it just wouldn't fit. I'm telling you.
Bullshit.
I tried to put the Fallen Edition.
It's in the description.
I tried to put the Fallen Edition, and it said it was too fucking long.
Yeah.
Just put in the hash symbol, Occupy Ooze. We're good.
Yeah.
Occupy Ooze? That's not bad.
Yeah.
Occupy Ooze. Occupied Ooze. Pie, the Pied Piper.
How about Ooze Occupied?
That's the, I like
occupied
that. That'll work. That works.
Only if I can drink service.
Make sure the hash symbol's before it all, though, because that kind of sounds legitimate, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. Dude, I had a lot of fun today with the studio. Did anybody see the pictures I threw up?
Yes, dude, I did actually. Those things are fucking nice on the player itself, yeah.
Did these ever get the banner done?
Oh no, we lost Bob.
Really?
Yeah, his phone just died.
Nice.
Yeah.
We have maybe 8 minutes. Well, 7 minutes left till 12.
Yep, we have about 8 minutes left, and Daryl says I'll have Skype in 6 minutes, and well, I can't extend the show any longer than 2 hours.
Than 2 hours. Yeah, because you're basically doing it on a beast's dime. So
I
yeah,
like
you know.
The new name. I like the new name. I think that can work. Yeah. Yeah, we can make
it. Is it Ooze Occupied?
Yeah.
I just think Occupied Ooze sounds, like, really disgusting, and that just may be me.
Oh,
but,
come on.
Yeah.
It's no worse when the Benjamin Beast were doing the ooze. I mean, come on now. Just saying, you know, I'm trying to throw it out there. You know,
well,
yeah,
I
yeah.
mean, you could also play with the word revolution if you wanted to do revolt or something like that instead.
You know,
yo,
well,
Lexi.
We're going to...
Lexi, is your computer on right now?
Yep. I'm
okay,
trying to
hop
get
in
it
chat.
To... I am in
shush.
Chat.
Shush. Woman, shush. Hop into chat, FS. Hop into chat. Let's discuss this.
I don't have
this
my computer with me.
Where you at, woman?
On the fridge. My computer's on the fritz right now.
Oh.
That's why I haven't
shitty?
Been in chat. Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was because of that stupid, you know, Josh D guy, just saying. You know.
Oh, no, 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 that's the other reason. Last time I went into chat, I was like, yeah, it's not worth it. But no, I'm not overly worried about him. He'll,
He was banned, actually.
People like him go in their own time.
He was banned. But yeah, Lex, it's hop in chat like 5 minutes and figure the shit out, okay?
I did hop in chat.
Well, woman, I'll
I
see you in
chat.
5 minutes. I'll see your ass in 5 minutes.
Some
fun,
oh, you
mean
YouTube
chat? You
mean SimChat?
Yeah.
I think that the word revolution could be played with, you know, Revolt Edition or something like that. And that would work.
I still like the Occupy the Ooze Edition. I don't know why. It's kind of
yeah.
I think that's more to the point, actually. In my
yeah,
opinion.
Yeah. All
because
right, yeah,
Because I think the show would be more about social... I think the show would be more about social issues instead of the occult. I mean, don't get me wrong, okay? The occult's fine and all, but I think that that the Ooze overall needs to diversify a tad bit more, you know what I mean?
Well, I think that me and Org have definitely already done more social things. More
but yeah, it's
because
you two are chicks and y'all care about chicks. Oh, sorry.
But that's kind of been, I think, the charm of the Fallen Edition is that it's been more of a social commentary than a commentary on the occult in general. I mean, we've done those topics, but we tend still to go into more of a social commentary anyways. It just kind of, that's where the topics tend to spin out to.
I mean, y'all both realize that I did call in, like, when you guys were talking about Easter and making clothes, right?
Mm-hmm.
I called in for that, dude. I sat there for 30 minutes listening to you two go back and forth without a goddamn thing to say, okay?
You know what?
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. Well, I think that we could tailor it more towards social issues, political issues, and even, you know, you can do the occasional occult thing, but, yeah, you can keep it on the other two topics. And, I mean, it's like me and Org talked about it before, the amount of topics that the Ooze shows have are ultimately endless, because if you're living the LHP, it's your entire life. So there's no topic that isn't LHP in a way, inherently.
Oh, exactly. I agree.
Exactly. Well, and I really approve the different dynamics we have on the Friday show, especially with you jumping in, you and I go back and forth, and obviously me and Female Satan, we
yeah.
have similar ideas, but we also have different ideas. And Wicked Pup, who just sits there and runs his fucking mouth, and everyone listens because he says it in such a way that, you know, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. I like his rants.
But see, I'll even admit to this, though. I've wanted to actually be a host on one of the shows for a while. It was either between this edition or Luminosity edition with Jason Sorrell. So it's kind of a toss-up. You know, talk to a dude who's bigger than me in every way, shape, and form for an hour, or talk to two lovely ladies for an hour. Decisions, decisions. I mean, yeah.
Oh, you flatter us.
Yeah, yeah, thanks, Ron. Yeah, you're very good at this. I think you're my new favorite co-host.
let me just throw this out there, Lexi, and, of course, Female Satan. If y'all leave your respective partners, I'd be all over you, like, wet and right. Just putting it out there, you know. Yeah.
Hey, I can't blame you for trying, you know.
Lexi, dude,
I think a lot of people have.
Lexi, do you realize, okay, you joined, you know, Sin before you and Pup were really official. You realize that, right?
No, actually, me and Pup were together for, like, 2 years before I joined Sin.
But, yeah, you two was kind of in the sort of off period, per say.
We were fighters.
Yeah, I almost hit on you back in the day. Now I expect to have 40 Mexicans all orchestrated by Pop coming to my house tomorrow to kick my ass, but it's okay. I can live with it.